got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to the second hour of the Computer Corner. It is, in fact, the data doctors brought to you by the fine folks at Gold Circuit Incorporated. They are our friends in the recycle, demolishing, disposal business. If you have a bunch of machines at your office and you want to make sure that the data is never seen by another human again.
Never, ever, ever.
And you want to make sure that the toxic materials that are in all those old monitors and computers are properly disposed of so they don't end up in our landfills and destroy the water for our children. Then you should... You should consider calling on the folks at Gold Circuit. You can get a hold of them at 480-829-0404 or visit them online at goldcircuit.com. They're your friends in the recycle, disposal, get rid of this thing permanently business.
E-waste disposal and asset recovery and
yes.
Destruction of data.
And if you're an individual and you want to make sure that the stuff gets disposed and your data is never going to be seen by another, they actually provide a lot of that service for free.
Oh, wow.
Check it out, goldcircuit.com. All right, we're talking today about... The fact that a new computer is not a secure computer, and in fact, most new computers do not have all of the security measures that they need. First and foremost, the first step to making sure that machine has all the latest protections known as patches. Think of your...
Patches?
Patches. We don't need no stinking patches.
Why does your computer need a patch?
Well, think of it like I got a new house, and I got this great security system, and I got this lock, dual locks on the front door, and my garage door's got all the crazy encryption, you know, on the garage door open. I got all that, but my back doors are all like they have no locks on them, and there's like you can like push the window and go right in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of house did you buy, man?
One with the need for patches.
Wow. I guess.
That's essentially what's happening now with new computers is that there's a bunch of back doors that have been discovered in all operating systems, but Windows being the most commonly used, it's the most attacked. It's the one that the hackers spend the most time trying to figure out how to get into. And so as we learn about these new exploits, Microsoft publishes what are known as patches or updates, and they're all free, but you gots to have them because the bad guys know how to get into your new house, and you don't realize that you're that vulnerable, and you're just excited to get that new machine on the internet, and you don't realize it's too late.
And it's not necessarily the fault of that big company that made that computer you got, because when they made it 6 months ago in another country...
Or even here.
Those patches didn't exist. The holes weren't known about. The security risks... Nobody knew. It happened between then and now, and the place where you bought at the retail store, they're about selling boxes, and they're not about making sure you have a good experience, and so they're not going to take the time to make sure that you're safe. And maybe they don't even know.
And so the first thing you want to do when you get home, you get connected to the internet. We prefer that you do it behind a router, a broadband router, some kind of hardware firewall so that you have some level of protection, quite a bit of protection actually, so that you have the time to go check to see what updates you're missing. If you open your browser up, once you get on the internet, click on Tools, and then you'll see there's one that says Windows Update. It's towards the bottom of that pull-down box. That's the first place you should be going because it's not about antivirus. Your antivirus programs won't help you with this particular problem.
Oh, and even if they could... Your antivirus protection is 6 months out of date, too.
Maybe. Or 2 months or 3 months.
Whatever it is, it's too much.
Yeah, because these antivirus updates are done almost weekly, if not daily in some cases. And then the third component, so you've got your Windows update, your antivirus program. Typically now you're gonna have some form of anti-spyware program, preferably one that is proactive and is kind of blocking things for you. Well, that also needs to be updated, so the latest exploits in spyware can't get into your machine either through email or visiting websites or those kinds of things. There's a lot to know, to do now with your computer if you're going to connect to the internet. It's not like the old days. It's not your daddy's computer where you just, you know, got DOS.
Get out your floppies and...
I got 8 characters. That's all I got to name my file. I got 8 characters. Which ones am I going to use? The kinder, gentler computer experience is over, folks. You have a responsibility to yourself, to your family, to your kids, to your identity, to secure your computer. You hear about all these identity theft and phishing and all these things. Those are all things you have to learn about. And in addition, you have to make sure, is my home secure? And so these are the 3 primary steps that you need to take to make sure that you are taking care of business. We have a lot of this stuff posted, or all of this stuff posted, on our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see resources. You'll see my column about this. All kinds of things that you can learn about how to better secure your computer.
And in case you missed some of those little steps we talked about, on the homepage of our website, there's a big thing that says approved software, and it talks about Windows updates. It talks about antivirus protection. It talks about spyware protection. And there's all kinds of suggestions if you don't have protection on what to get. There's free options and lower cost options, and they're all things that we recommend because they're things we use and see out in the field all the time.
So check that out. In the next segment, we're going to tell you another option you have to the traditional process so that you can avoid all this nonsense. But for now, is it time for the Le Geek Speak of the Week? Every week, we try to bring you a little extra knowledge when it comes to the terminology used in the wild world of computers. You know, these nerds and geeks like to talk down to you like, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm smarter than you are.
I know more than you do. Well, part of that is knowing the language that these knuckleheads use.
The lingo.
Or the media throws terms around. You go, well, what does that mean?
The big one used to be a couple years ago. VPN. What? I need to get myself a VPN. Well, why? Well, because I need a VPN. Well, why do you need a VPN? So that I can VPN in.
William Shatner said I needed it.
Well, but why do you want a VPN? Well, I need to be able to VPN in from places. To do what? To VPN. Okay.
Well, but that's a different level. That's even if they knew what VPN stood for, it probably wouldn't change that situation. This week's Geek Speak of the Week,
Rootkit.
Rootkit. We actually talked about this actually before they became a big thing in the recent media stories about Sony's rootkits. A rootkit is a set of tools used by typically an intruder or a hacker or cracker to basically get into a computer system or to manipulate it at a very root level, which means it can bypass your antivirus programs, your security programs, because it's actually getting down to the level where the programmers work.
And the root level, that's why we call it a rootkit, right? And,
yeah.
And actually in the Linux world, the mega ultra cool user is the root user, right? It's the mad skills user.
The ultimate administrator, the guy, you'll see it a lot in games. They call it God mode, where they can do anything to that machine. Well, Sony recently, it was discovered that they were putting rootkits on their audio CDs to try to control piracy. So then the whole backlash of, wait a minute, I buy this $15 CD and you're going to install this tracking system, this control system, this God mode utility onto my machine without me knowing about it? Shame on you, Sony.
Not in my backyard.
Not in my back hard drive.
Yeah.
So, if you see the word rootkit and you see the firestorm with Sony, there's a lot of stories in the media about the Sony audio CDs. You'll see that there's... quite a few people not happy with the methodology chosen by Sony, and I'm sure there will be more to learn and to... I'm sure there will be adjustments to the marketing process over at Sony when it comes to this area. So that's what a rootkit is when you see it in the media. So hopefully that helps.
We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we've got Ron, we got Jeff, we got Kimberly Perry, Raymond. All you folks, just sit tight. It is the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon back right after this quick break.
620 KTAR, home of Detour Dan, is your...